Hello and welcome to the Healing Mind Magazine podcast. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. And today's topic is be your own boss, boss of your own time and actions, boss of your own income. That's what we're going to discuss, because take a vision that for the next 5 years, we're learning to become a boss, our own boss. So even though we have the label, oh, I am my own boss because I have my own business now, whether this is a service business or a product business, I'm my own boss because I invested some money, I have a location, and now I sell products or I sell services. No. You are learning to become a boss, because being able to make decisions, being able to make things happen, being a role model, and of course, you're supposed to be an expert in your areas, in your area. So, a role model, a boss, has some expertise in certain areas. So, which in the beginning you don't have. You just don't have. So we're looking at the next 5 years. So, you are now in your own boss training. That's what I call it, because that's just the way it is. And the first thing we're going to learn is about time management. Everybody knows as an employee, we go to work every day. We work 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, whatever it may be. And all of a sudden, and we get a paycheck. We get a paycheck the same week. So this is the mentality we have, that I put in so many hours. This is what I get paid. That's it. Then I don't have to worry till Monday again. No. You're now your own boss. So that means you have to put as much time into it as it requires to get different tasks done, because those are all different areas you will have to get involved in. You may have to do it all yourself, such as, let's say, you're in a bakery business. So you may still have to produce all the breads and the cakes till you find the right people that can work with you, somebody that you can trust, because you know your skills very well. You're wonderful in producing all of this, all of these products. But you haven't found the right person yet, and that may take a little time. This is just, I'm using the bakery as an example. So, coming from an employee, and now you invested some money, you have a location, you invested in some machines, or you lease them. All you know, you have great skills, but you know, you only have the experience 9 to 5 or 2 a.m. till 8 a.m. Whenever you produce, you know, for your employer. But you don't really have time management skills. They should really be looked at. If you're using your time in an optimal manner, very, very important to look at. Now, since you're your own boss and you run your own business now, I like to test your listening skills. Again, you were an employee, you were the product producer, and then you went home. You didn't really, you were not involved in the front end with the clients, selling the products or helping the customers. So I want to look at your listening skills, and also what your interactions are with the customer. Very, very important. Just because you're a boss doesn't mean you have that. I find that all the time. that we need to work on ourselves because we're in a different arena now. We were an employee. We worked a certain time and then we went home in this case. Now we're there all the time. We not only have to manage ourselves, our own time, but then also we need some part-time people, you know, to help out with the customer service and waiting on clients. So how well do you interact with your employees? How do you communicate with them or you don't communicate with them? And how do you communicate with your customers? That is another thing. And I like to bring something to your attention that I experienced several years ago. And it was actually a bakery. And I remember going in there and it was a nice shop. I love them, the scent in a bakery store. And there was the owner was out behind the counter. And he was talking to a man, an elderly man. And what he was saying, and of course he had a little plate, paper plate with cut up muffins. There were more crumbs than pieces. They were crumbs. And the owner said to this elderly man, he said, all people do, they come in here and they eat. That's all they do. They don't buy anything. And do you know, I looked at the guy and I said to myself, I don't even want to talk to this guy, this attitude. You know, I have to tell you, friends, what does it cost to make, to put 12 muffins in a pan, the dough, and bake it? And over the period of a day, those 12 muffins, you cut them up in little chunks. It costs nothing. It costs pennies. It costs you less to advertise. And when the customer comes in, and of course they're embraced by the scent of the bread, the smell, and the cakes and everything, and it's nice for them to taste. And you know what? Big deal, because we have people that just go, they're freeloaders. We know that. We have great stores around here, and that store is known to everybody because wherever you go, they have little little desks set up, little booth, not desks, with all kinds of tastings, whether it's cheese or salami or hummus or chips, you name it. It's a feast. It's an anticipation to go into that store, you know, and everybody does it from A through Z and they love it. And you know what? You know what I noticed? The people that do the offerings at each booth, they're welcoming you to taste it. They don't have that inner attitude. Oh, here's another one that eats for free. Because I picked that up and I know you pick it up too. Because there's another store, which I won't mention. And we all love the stores because we get big discounts in there and you have to buy big volumes, you know, foods and everything. We all know who they are, but I won't say anything. And, you know, they have a few, maybe all I've seen, maybe three or four throughout the whole store. And the people behind that booth, first of all, I've only met one that was friendly. All the other ones are miserable, standing behind, doing whatever. And they have it in their mind, oh, here's another one that eats for free. They're not buying anything anyway. I can't stand it. There were several times I wanted to say something to the manager, but then as I was approaching the checkout counter and they had long lines, I said, Marietta, just forget it. Just stop it and just, you will get your chance to. And besides, they're not really from the store. They're from another company that go in there, depending on what products they use. So, but I could start with the store manager. The same is when these big stores, when they're offering, you know, they have a booth set up in the front and people are coming in right by the entrance and membership, and they're selling membership and they have a tray of, what was it? Muffins or, some other cakes, these little brownies. That's what it was, brownies. And you know these huge trays, right? And the fella only had a tiny little bit left on this huge tray. And the first thing I went up to him and I said, get rid of the tray, put a new tray up, because nobody wants to get a membership. And, you know, this more than three quarter tray was empty and you have just a couple of pieces left on it. Don't do that. Think about what the customer is thinking. It's just not very welcoming. You gotta pay mind to all of this, which obviously they don't. But in that case, I did say something to them, and the manager was very appreciative. So there's a lot of things, the point I want to make, when we're in business for ourselves and we're new at this, we're in it the first 5 years. So the first 2 years, everybody knows everything anyway. So they put up a little bit of money, maybe the family invested some money, till the money runs out. So, and then they have to make a decision after the second, 2.5 years, the third year, am I going to stay in business or what are we going to do? Okay, we're going to stay in business and put in more money. Okay. So, because I understand that all these different slices of a pie that we have to learn and do all, you know, work in these pie slices every single day, we're learning. We're learning. And we made an investment in ourselves, and we're hoping that our customers like our products. They like coming to our store or receive services from us, that they like us, and that they're satisfied. So, but in the meantime, we're learning. We're not bosses yet. Maybe we got the title, but we're not really bosses yet. So now, if you stick it through, let's say you're already in there 5 years, you know, you have a good chance. You got a good idea what works, what doesn't work, what products not to offer anymore, because, you know, it just didn't, nobody really was interested in it, just really didn't move. So you created more products or different services. This is all a testing period. We're supposed to do that. And it's almost like you got to change right on the spot. You got to change. So that's, everybody goes through that. If one thing I learned, that most people don't know, they don't understand client development and implementation. They don't know how to bring new clients through the door. They just don't know. So some, they have a big a circle of friends and so forth. And once all the friends are through, well, what are you going to do then? So money is running tight with the advertisement, and you know, you just don't know. You have to get a professional person that can guarantee you, look, if you hire me, I can guarantee you that you will have clients come through the door. They guarantee it. So a professional does. Somebody who wings it, well, obviously they can't, you know, because it won't work. And again, I have to say, that's the same with me. I've had my own radio and television program for 14 years. TV, I don't have TV anymore, just radio. And friends, I have to tell you something. If I just relied sitting on that, in that radio seat once a week, and would wait till something happens, I would be an idiot. There isn't, you can't do that. You gotta be proactive. So, radio is a big platform to get a message or to get something directly to the listeners. So they make a decision instantly if they like what you're offering, if they could use it, if they like you, or if they, you know, they don't need the services. But they make an instant decision. So it's instantly there. But my work is always the radio, talk to as many people as possible all at once. But I have also different steps. I have places to send my audience to, because that's where I do my work, in front of an audience. Not on air. I do work on air too, but it's differently than when I do workshops and so forth. If I was not proactive, you have to be proactive, even though if you advertise, I don't care if you do print advertisement or radio advertisement, or you do your Instagram and Facebook. So, learning how to connect with people. You know how many people belong to these different groups? I don't need to necessarily mention any groups. I don't need to do that. But we all know what we're talking about, where they go weekly, and they go either early for breakfast, and then sometimes it's a happy hour from 5 to 7, and this and that, and you're supposed to exchange business cards. And are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because you know what happens? I tell you exactly what happens. I can, on 5 fingers, I can tell you clients that I've had, that I've worked with. They go every week, or however they do this, twice a month, whatever it is. Collected business cards and never, ever called the people up that they had met that night. They were collecting, that person had over 500 business cards. I said to the person, I said, do you think, when I looked at all the business cards, I said, do you think they will remember you? And she said, well, I'm not sure. So I called a few people, just out of the blue. You know, I said, I'm so-and-so, I'm calling for office so-and-so, and, and some of them remembered, some of them didn't. And this is the trouble. Don't even belong to all of these organizations if you're not seriously wanting to follow up and connect with the people. And you know very well through a personal conversation if you have connected or not, if you like each other or not. What is there to wait for? You have to do your job properly. You want to be a boss, you got to act like a boss. That has always made me very, very angry. When that means you don't take yourself serious. If I spent my time from 5 to 7, and I'm supposed to meet all the people, different businesses, either you really feel that you want to meet them and you're interested in exchanging ideas and services or collaborate. Everything takes time, but it starts with a phone call the next day and not, oh yeah, I'll call you. Sure. Majority of the people do that. That's why I don't belong to any of these organizations, because when I go out, I work it. I work it. So, and of course, I have put in my time in my lifetime. So I like to be with seasoned people that I can learn something from. It's, you know, it's like when you play tennis, and if you're a good tennis player, you know, you can't start with, you know, somebody who's never held a racket. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to, you know, be mean or anything, but it's the truth, because that's just the way it is. So picking the right circles and, you know, really finding the people that really have great accomplishments, people that have had failures and successes and are honest enough to share that with a person. Those are the kind of people that I want. Those are the people I can learn from. And not the people that say, well, how are these things working for you? To specifically say, how is Facebook working for you? How is Instagram? How are these social platforms working for you? And I'm talking about business. I'm not talking about self-display, and I'm traveling here and there, and they're making believe they have a certain lifestyle. And you know what? I'm not talking about fake stuff. I'm talking about real businesses. And you know, very few people will tell you the truth. That's like saying, how's the radio working for you, Marietta? How is the radio working for you? Well, let me tell you something. This is my 10th year. It's actually 14 years, but it's my 10th year with the station. Well, what do you think? How do you think that is working for me? You can answer your own question. So, you know what this took? This took endurance, perseverance, yeah? It took money, because this is not for free. But this is something I wanted to do, and I still want to do it. Now, of course, we got some podcasts. Now we can, dance in other arenas, which is great. So, and I'm lucky enough that I have a great following that I earned over the years. But still, I will not sit in that seat and not be, when I get out of that seat after the program, that I will not be proactive in my work. So, I learned to connect with people. And here's another thing. A lot of people think connecting with people, well, you know, I had to learn that. I always said, and I really learned that in the finance business of 18 years. And unless you sincerely want to do this, otherwise it won't work. And when your livelihood depends on meeting different people every day different business owners, you learn about their business. I don't care if they bake bread or they're in the restaurant business or they're attorneys. I don't care what business they're in. You have to involve and you have to understand what they're doing, you know, and what clientele they have and so forth. So, needless to say, through my past career as a finance broker, I have a very high industry knowledge. And I have a curiosity to know about different businesses and what works, what doesn't work, and all the new things. I just love it. It's just in my nature. So, but I find being your own boss, since this is the topic, boss of your own income, you'll see it will take a minimum of 5 years. And specifically now going to the finance industry, investment industry, mortgage, realtors, those are all industries which I loved very, very much. I've worked in all, you know, in my offerings. It's all long-term income, meaning anywhere between 60 to 120 days. In the insurance industry, you got to worry about health issues when you sell life insurance, this, that, and the other. Look at the real estate business, the mortgage business. You know, 1,000 puzzle pieces have to fit together to do one mortgage, and then it may fit, and one puzzle piece is out of whack, and it all goes down the drain. So the mortgage person goes without a mortgage, and the realtor, and they have already worked on it for 4 or 5 months. So when you enter these industries, you got to have some money. You have to have a cash cow to draw from, because the little bit of drawing that you get from the companies, you have to pay that back at some point, you know? So, but there, again, in those industries, which I love very much, I'm no longer working in these industries, but this is where I learned urgency. And anybody who doesn't have an urgency as a business owner should not be in business. I'm sorry, because long term it won't work. You will never get there. Yeah, you will never be able to pay back your loans and what you borrowed or whatever. Nothing. There has to be. You have to become. You have to get into a natural state of urgency when you work in business. You're not a hobby person. You have responsibilities, not only with your employees, the payroll, buying products, your vendors, and your family. And everybody has to eat. They have to put clothes on their back, and. You know that. So you might as well change your mindset now. Because if you don't, it's not going to work. Learning to converse with people. And I remember doing one show. It was August. I think it was this year. And I had a finance person on, I remember that. And 18 years of experience, it was very easy for me to create real scenarios. I mean, they were make-believe scenarios, but on real truth experience. And this is what I want to point out. You have somebody, let's just say, in the automobile industry, in the repair. So there's a business, employee is really great, worked over 20 years, is the best mechanic, because when the automobiles come in, he knows exactly by just listening to the motor what's wrong. There are people like that, that have a great, great skill for finding problems. It's really true in many industries, but let's just say with the car industry now. Okay, so he's working there 20 years and he decides, I'm going to be self-employed. I'm going to start my own shop. So he makes some great investments, almost $1 million, you know, to get a place and this and that. And he's looking for other good mechanics. So they're all coming on board. So he's opening up shop. Okay, and where things are not working out with him. Yes, he has the skills with the cars, but he doesn't have the skills to work with employees, to interact with employees, and he doesn't have the skills to interact with the customers. So all of his dream has shifted a little bit, because you need all of it. So if this person is not made aware of that he doesn't have the right skills, he needs to be made aware of his behavior. So because it's just causing a lot of turmoil, good employees will be leaving because they won't put up with any nonsense. And certainly people can go to another repair shop to have their car serviced and so forth. So it doesn't matter how good you are, it's how you treat people. And this is what I find many times in businesses. They have great products, great services, everything. And you know what? Their behavior, their personality just really leaves a lot to be desired. I'm putting it in mild terms. I really want to say something different, but I'm not going to. So I always made this part of my work when I work with somebody and have a conversation. I make this part of my work. Because sometimes it's an easier correction. Because when you put a lot of money into your own business, you want that deep down inside. You really want this to work. So you have to be able to make some corrections. You have to be able to take criticism, and trust that if you make these changes, those are mental changes. It's behavior, mental changes. You change your mind, your behavior will change. But the customers are the most important, and the employees are most important. So, and again, I'm going back to the urgency. We need to have a natural urgency when we're in business. So, you know yourself, every day we have, every week we have a different rhythm. So, and we have to be able to adjust. So we cannot afford to make mistakes, mental mistakes. And if there's anything to be adjusted, by all means, I have always been open to make adjustments. And I'm not exempt from that, of it, because I'm a human being. But when I become aware of something, I immediately correct it. So, and this is what I'm saying. And this is where we can help you too. Being your own boss, a boss of your own time and action, and really boss of your own income. And it is possible. I've been self-employed for 35 years. And, of course, You have to have the tools, the right products that bring you income, and so forth. But I don't want to get into that now. But there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to it, being your own boss and earning your own income. But with that, you also earn the belief in your own capabilities. And that's the most important thing. No matter what happens in life, if you have to reinvent yourself, or, you know, if everything is stripped from you, you will still have that belief in your own capabilities, and you can start up anywhere. You might get fired on Friday. And you know what? If you have the belief in your own capabilities, you can start up anywhere. You can digest this job loss, or this job, losing your job, easier than others. And that's why I'm saying, develop your skills and talents while you're working as an employee, and try to make income with it. We can help you with that. This is my work. Yeah. But being your own boss comes with responsibility, continuous work on yourself, and proving to yourself, hey, you're a boss. I can dictate my own income, and I make it happen. That's the bottom line, to make it happen. So for that, you can call me at 203-505-3660. It's always important that you prepare yourself for what could happen in life. And especially being able to make your own income is important. Because we all know things happen at companies. They go overseas, they cut back and so forth. A lot of things happen. But you know what? If you have the belief in your own capabilities, you can pick yourself up, you know, after a few days, and you say, this is what I had in mind. I have a track record of experience. Let's do this. So again, I'm willing to work with you. Again, call me 203-505-3660. And thank you. You take care. Bye for now.